It's Monday, February 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from an AV Nation special. Jennifer Willard is joined by Heather Zadoritz talking about trends in the AV industry. Heather starts off talking about how client relationships have evolved from one-time jobs consultations and ongoing services.
Yeah, so in our company really did grow up as a residential company, but around that 2008-2010 timeline, as you saw the crash of 2008, what we started to see early on at that time was the beginnings of a renaissance in Buffalo, New York, which is where I'm from. And that and having young children, seeing that made me think, you know, I think there's a possibility to come into the commercial industry. And what I underestimated at that time was how much people wanted a company that treated people like people, right? I mean, so they were used to automated companies that treated you like the electrician did. When it's there, I'm done, don't talk to me again, that's the end of our relationship, versus our approach where really, the day you start using the system is the day our actual relationship truly begins. So we doubled in size. So things have gone very well in that place. And so today we're about 80% commercial and 20% what I would call relationship residential. So more of a consulting base where they come in and want music throughout their house or a better home network. So it's not a transactional sale, but a relationship sale.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mean, like I said, you're the president and owner of Southtown AV, which is just, I mean, absolutely phenomenal to be just a female business owner and then to have it in a, you know, a male dominated tech industry. Tell us about that.
Well, the company was founded by my dad in 1984. And I started working with him in 2001. And not knowing anything, but just seeing others out there that I just didn't feel like were meeting the needs. So I saw another company put forth actually at that time it was a surround sound demo. It was The Matrix, and it was the bus scene where everyone dies, and it was great for surround sound. And the men are like, oh yeah. Except there, I remember looking in the room, and there was like an 8-year-old boy who was just seeing everyone being shut up. And I thought, there's a place here. And it was really that kind of epiphany moment, and went back to my father and said, hey, I think I want to do this. And I really started attending every CD at that point, just huge thirst for knowledge, trying to find it anywhere I could, reading magazines, being part of that, which is another reason I wanted to be part of the board, because it was my, you know, I felt like I grew up there. So, you know, this is my moment, I guess you could say, give back. But yeah, so it's been, I bought the company in 2014, and, you know, sky's the limit from there.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.